Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
When we become parents, it's so natural to feel like that identity that we had before parenthood has just got a bit lost in the shadows of being a full-time caregiver. But as our kids grow up and become adults and leave the house, you can then just struggle to find purpose and identity again. So how can we regain that sense of self? As parents of adult children, both Jo and I have been there, haven't we, Jo? Like, we have lived it, and we do have some advice that can help you. I'm Ginny Mansberg, I'm a GP.
And I'm Jo Lamble, a clinical psychologist. And I'm loving being the parent of adults, aren't you, Ginny? I mean, my guilt's still there. My fear, it's still there. A panic merchant, as I've mentioned in recent times. But I'm loving the chats and the texts. Neither kid lives near us, but I adore spending time with them, even more than when they were kids or teens, because you share so many interests. So there's a lot to look forward to, listeners.
A lot, and your house is... I don't want to rub it in too much, parents of teenagers, but it's really nice having an empty nest. My house is so clean and so quiet.
It's very good. So later on in this episode, we're giving tips to a mum who feels like she's lost her identity and is realising it more now that her kids have moved out of home.
But first, an anonymous question about your teenager's friends' parents. Anonymous asks, what should you do if you don't like your child's friend? One of my friends has transferred her son to my son's school. They play together at lunchtime, which is fine by me. However, now my son's friend has started asking for playdates. I'm trying to maintain some distance from the mother due to other reasons. I just don't want to be friends with her anymore. I'm not sure how to handle this situation. I also hope she won't enroll her son in the same soccer club as mine, but she's already moved closer to me and wants to buy a house in the same suburb. It's becoming so awkward. Do I need to consider moving interstate? That sounds very extreme. Jo, your thoughts?
That's very drastic. I'm guessing, what do you think, Ginny? I'm guessing that your child is a young teenager. Or a tween.
Because if you're getting involved in playdates,
yeah,
you're guessing so.
In playdates. But so, you know, it is harder. The younger your child is, the more you've got, you know, interaction with the other parents. Even though, you know, Ginny and I are big believers in staying as much as you can in touch with friends, parents, because then you can all keep them safe together. And it's good for kids to know that we parents talk to each other, so we knew what's going on. But I can relate to you, Anonymous. It can be really difficult when you just don't like the parents of your kids' friends, if they don't, you know, share your values, or you've had a falling out, or something like that. So it is absolutely normal to do that. It's just what you do about it, because without moving interstate. I think it's really important that you shield your son from your true feelings about his friend's mum, because you wouldn't want the boys talking about that, you know, particularly, you know, in an argument or some sort of banter, as teens can do. So I'd try and keep that from him. But it is a good opportunity to model how to be polite and civil to someone that you really are not that interested in being friends with. I think that's a really important message in life, because they're going to find that a lot. They're going to find their peers, some of them who they just do not like, and you want them to show respect and be civil.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Jo. I'm wondering if you, Anonymous, can just think about this fellow parent as not particularly pleasant, but a necessary business associate. So in lots of times in your life, you have to learn at work to deal with perhaps a client or a customer or a boss, colleague yeah. who you really would not choose to go and have dinner with or go out to the movies with, but who you need to have a reasonably civil relationship with in order to make the wheels of your business work. So this is a person with whom you're going to have a business relationship. You're not going to have to go out for dinner. You're not going to have a long banter, but it is important that you have that person's mobile phone number so that if your children go out together and you can't find your child because they're not answering their phone, you have a number to call. If your child says, I'm sleeping at so-and-so's house, that you can make a quick call to so-and-so's parent and say, hi, is there anything that you need? Hint, hint, I'm just checking that he really is going there. But it's that sort of thing that if you just can flip it and not see it as a binary that either you have no contact with this parent or your best friends, that might really help you just feel more comfortable about the whole thing. And then it doesn't really matter if the kid's in the same soccer team or if they want to have a play date, who cares? It's just a necessary person that you do business with.
That's right. And if your friend is trying to keep the friendship going with you, you know, the way to keep that distance, you know, we have these what we call circles of friendships, you know, and the closer the friend is, the more you share with them, the more vulnerable you are with them, the more personal, intimate the conversations get. If you keep the conversation really, really broad about just practicalities on what your sons are doing together and the weather and anything that is just, you know, something that you would say to a very distant acquaintance, as Ginny said, it's just another person in your life that you've got to do business with, that will keep the friendship from developing or remaining close without being rude or without moving interstate.
So my top tip is take this person out of your friendship basket and put them in your business associate basket. This is somebody with whom you need to have a cordial relationship in order to effectively do the business of parenting your child.
Excellent. My top tip is it's a good way to model to your child that this is what you do. You can always be polite, but keep your distance.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
So this question was sent to us by Ashvi. I feel like I lost my identity when I had kids, and now that they're adults, I want it back. My kids are 20 and 23 years old, and my youngest has just moved out of home. I'm a single mum, and my life for the past 2 decades has been all about caring for my children, and now that they've left home, I find myself lonely. I was married, but I haven't been able to find a partner worth my time since my divorce. I'm wondering how I should go about getting back out there. I work as a primary school teacher and am so exhausted after my days during the week to see friends who I've kind of lost touch with. What are some tips to pick myself up, become more confident, make new friends in my late 40s and re-establish old friendships that maybe I've lost? Thank you, ladies. I'm just trying to find the version of myself that I was before my life became all about being a mother. Great question, Ashvi.
I love your vulnerability and being so raw and honest. So I wanted to thank you, Ashvi, for that, because it really means a lot to Joe and I that you have just opened yourself up like that. It just makes it a lot easier for us to answer things when you're being so vulnerable. I love that you answered this partly yourself, because you've already identified the things that you know you need to do and you just need the confidence to actually put your plans in motion. Joe, do you see this? You know, Ashvi's realized what's happened to her life. She spent 2 decades being a mother first and foremost and not doing any self-care, not investing in any of her relationships. Do you see people in the middle of that time and you wish you could show them Ashvi's letter so that they realize that now's a good time to invest in yourself and not just make it all about the kids?
Yeah, that's right. And even to be aware. I always think of it as when we first have kids. Remember the old Venn diagrams at school where you had the two circles and how much they overlapped? And when we first have kids, those circles are completely overlapped. They are so dependent on us for everything, so there's not really much of us at all. But as they get older, as they just, you know, start school and definitely as teens, then the circles start having less of an overlap, and there's definitely heaps there that you are still there for you and they're still very dependent on you, but you've also got your own identity in that part of the circle that you want to try and enrich and grow. And as you're saying, Ginny, for anyone out there listening who's got younger children, especially in teenagehood, it is good for you and it is good for your teens to see that you have a life. It is good for your teens to say, sorry, I'm not available to drop you there or pick you up or help you with that homework because I'm going out with a girlfriend to dinner tonight, or, you know, I'm away this weekend so you're staying with so-and-so, you know, so that is really good. But for you, Ashvi, you have identified this, that, you know, perhaps you've lost touch with friends. It's never too late. My gosh, you know, that time will just completely disappear. You contact those old friends, most of them will be in the same boat. Most of them will just love to pick up exactly where you left off and have so much to talk about because you've had decades of news to fill them in on. It's a wonderful time of life that you can start saying, wow, okay, breathe, let me find me again. But it may not be the same me as it was before you have kids. It may be the new me who is now interested in taking a dance class or, you know, an art appreciation course or screenwriting or who knows what you want to do.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Excellent suggestion, Ginny.
Come up with all of them.
But one thing I would say is you want to make it, I know you're exhausted. My gosh, being a primary school teacher, would be absolutely exhausting. So we're certainly not suggesting that you say, no, forget that. You've just got to get out there every night. You don't. But I'd certainly try and plan at least one thing every weekend. You know, just accept any invitation, but plan something, either with other people or joining a park run group or something that you try and commit to, because that often forces us to do something and start looking after ourselves.
I want to share with you a story of one of my patients that, if you think, Ashvi, your story is extreme and you're beating yourself up about what happened over the last two decades, feel for my poor patient. So the father of her child left when her baby was very young. And so her whole life, she never wanted another partner. She fought the good fight to make sure that her daughter had everything and didn't want for anything and never felt abandoned by anybody. And she made her whole life about that daughter. The daughter got married and has had a child and just finds it all too much. Her mum, the pressure from her mum, she has now pushed her away and wants nothing more to do with her. Now, this was just a mum who was so determined to be the best mother that she could ever be and to be all about her child. She didn't want another relationship. She didn't invest in her career because she wanted to make sure that her child never bore the scars of being left by the dad. And where she's at now is a single woman with a lot of regrets and a lot of sadness. Now, that's an extreme case, and obviously she sees a psychologist a lot and she can't undo what has happened in the past. But I'm kind of glad now, Ashvi, that your kids are still quite young. I know it doesn't feel like they are, but they are still quite young. And what I'd love to see you do is role model a fantastic adult single life with friends and hobbies and a great balance between work and self-care and health and investing in happiness and your joy, so that they don't get, as so many of Joe's and my patients do, get to the point where they go, well, I'm never going to be a mum. Love my mum, loved everything she did for me. I'm not doing that.
I can't do the self-sacrificing.
I can't do it. Yeah. I'm not into that. And they decide not to have children because their only version of motherhood is this self-sacrificing, self-deprecating person. So I am so thrilled. And it's not too late. I promise you, they are watching you. It's the best thing you can do for them right now is to invest in yourself.
Yeah, they will love to see it. They will love to see your happiness. And that's the other thing you've got to try and watch too. I mean, I know I'm guilty of this too, that when you speak to your adult kids, make sure you share something that's going on for you, because I think we can just stay in that parent role and say, how's work? you know, how's uni, how are your friends, how's your partner, how's all of this? And then end of phone call or interaction, it's just been catching up on the child's news. So make sure you get in there and say, oh my gosh, this wrestling I've taken up, it is just.
Wait till you see my new mouth guard.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking more of the suit.
Ooh, little mankini happening.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, make sure you're telling them about this life and just say, oh, love you dearly, guys, and, you know, miss you, but, you know, I'm too busy to miss you too much because I'm having a fun life. That would be really good. And sets up that new phase of your relationship with your kids where they're just as interested in what you're doing as you are in what they're doing.
Now, if you enjoyed this episode of Help, I Have a Teenager, click the follow button wherever you listen to your podcast to get notified when our new episodes drop every Friday morning.
And if you have a question for us, please email a written question or a voice memo to podcast@mamamia.com.au or text the Mamma Mia Facebook Messenger account. Thanks to all our listeners. We hope we helped you today. I'm Jo Lamble.
I'm Ginny Mansberg. Have a great weekend and we'll see you next week. If you would love unlimited access to everything women are talking about right now, subscribe to Mamma Mia. An annual Mamma Mia subscription includes discounted tickets to Mamma Mia live events, subscriber exclusive stories, podcasts and videos from Australia's leading independent women's media brand.